thirdly, his third issue here with Tag and its approaches it, he says, it should also be remembered that the traditional arguments often persuade people, right? So one of these traditional arguments, right, the teleological argument, the cosmological argument, whatever, they're often persuasive. He says they work. Why? Well, because, you know, whether an apologist recognizes it or not, they presuppose a Christian worldview, right? And he says, now many people can be led to accept the existence of God through traditional arguments because they agree to a Christian concept of, say, something like causality. Mm-hmm. So he says, we must recognize, and this is the point he's trying to make here, the perseverability of apologetics, and deal with each inquirer according to their particular lights, right? So what may be persuasive for one person may not be persuasive for another. And so he's suggesting we have to meet people where they are if we're attempting to persuade.
Right.
And sometimes these traditional arguments can do that.
Right. You know, and the Klom argument is nice. It's pretty, you know, it's just got the three premise. You can kind of build out from there. But someone that wants to talk about, you know, children dying in Africa as being a source of evil. Well, the Klom would be the wrong argumentation path to take. We'd want to take something like an ethical system and discuss with that as a classicalist. And so we want to talk about things like evil and free choice and you know, our responsibility to each other, because that's how God designed us and created us, especially the church, to go out into the world and help the poor. So here with Tag, just giving the person, well, you know, what are the preconditions of intelligibility? Seems to not always be the kind of the one step and only step thing that will get everybody to where we think we want to get to them. It was insightful to me, but everyone is not me, unfortunately, but also fortunately. And so, you know, we have to,
unfortunately for them.
But yeah, anyway. Exactly. Yeah. It's a good life. I appreciate it. and so that's his third critique here of Tag.